A fired employee of a Navistar International plant outside of Chicago returned to the engine plant yesterday and shot to death four former co-workers, then himself. Police say William Baker wounded four others. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
William Baker had worked at the International Truck and Engine Corporation, a division of Navistar, for nearly 40 years, but he was fired in 1995. He was scheduled today to begin a 5-month prison term for stealing engine parts from the plant as part of a theft ring which operated in 1993 and 94. He showed up at his former job yesterday morning. Melrose Park Police Chief Vito Scavo says Baker first approached a security guard at one of the plant's gates.
He was carrying a golf bag. At that point in time, he went at the security officer, asked for entrance. Security officer at that time refused entrance. He put a .38 caliber Detective Special revolver into her side and proceeded into the building with her.
Baker had an AK-47 assault rifle, a pump-action shotgun, a hunting rifle, and a revolver stashed inside the golf bag. And he walked up and down aisles on the factory floor, shooting randomly. Chief Scavo says people started streaming from the building.
Obviously, they heard gunshots, and everybody ran for his own, and which I didn't blame them. And we discovered a large group of people in the basement of the building.
Some employees said they didn't believe what was happening at first, but then saw other people running. Someone called 911 from a cellular phone. The rampage lasted about 10 to 15 minutes. Baker wounded four people. He killed three in an engineering area of the plant. He shot another person in an office and then killed himself. Chief Scavo says that's where they found Baker's body.
We discovered an AK-47 on the desktop. That was first hint. And we also found a small revolver next to the body or nearby to the body. And we had two witnesses that we immediately knew that was familiar with Mr. Baker. And we brought him in, and the security guard was one of them. And the security guard positively ID'd as the gentleman that entered the building with the pistol on her.
Baker's victims included a 52-year-old supervisor who had worked in the engine lab of the Melrose Park plant for 26 years, a 47-year-old man, a lab technician, had worked at Navistar for 2 years. Company officials say the section of the plant where the shooting occurred will remain closed today. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.